Florida law, public bathrooms will be based on biological sex to protect women. By Hannah Blow on May 18, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., signed legislation Wednesday designed, in part, to protect women, requiring separate public restrooms and changing room facilities based on biological sex rather than gender identity. The governor signed several pieces of legislation on Wednesday designed to fight back against the radical gender ideology being imposed upon society by the left. One of those pieces of legislation was HB 1521, ensuring women's safety, which essentially requires public facilities, educational institutions, detention facilities, correctional institutes, and juvenile facilities to base their changing rooms and restrooms on biological sex, not gender identity. A woman should not be in a locker room having to worry about someone from the opposite sex being in their locker room, DeSantis stated during the press conference, explaining that this is happening in athletics and in other areas as well. Whether it's a prison situation, whether it's just these restrooms. You know, we want to make sure that our girls and our women are protected, the governor said. And so this bill does that and makes sure that they're not going to be exposed to situations that are not in their best interest. Indeed, the legislation extends this rule to public buildings, correctional institutions, educational institutions, juvenile correctional facilities, and detention facilities. Related, high school student calls out school officials for not protecting girls from trans-identifying biological male using girls' bathrooms and locker. For public buildings, for example, the legislation states in part, a person who willfully enters, for a purpose other than those listed in subsection 6, a restroom or changing facility designated for the opposite sex at a public building and refuses to depart when asked to do so by an employee at the governmental entity for the public building that is within the governmental entity's jurisdiction commits the offense of trespass as provided in S. 810.08. This paragraph does not apply to employees of governmental entities for such public building. DeSantis signed several other pieces of legislation Wednesday, including SB 254, which permanently outlaws what the governor has described as the mutilation of minors in the name of gender affirmation. It will outlaw the surgical procedures and experimental puberty blockers for minors. It will also require any adults receiving the surgeries to be informed about the irreversible nature and about the dangers of the procedures, DeSantis said. Related, gender dysphoria is a mental disorder. Young women on dangers of transgenderism. Watch the full press conference below.